She said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
Hey, that's what we'll do. Just so we can separate the two text contests. Text amen. 411-923. Anyone that does that between now and the next news break, the next commercial cycle, we'll just pick your name at random for our next giveaway. This one is the Hex Armor safety glasses that are tinted. Hex Armor gloves. These are their summer, they call them their warm weather gloves, so they wick moisture away, keep your hands dry, but yet protected while you're doing whatever project it is around your house, home, castle, or cabin, or if you've got a father in the trades that wears gloves, this is great. And a grill bot. This is a automatic grill cleaning machine that does a fabulous job inside your grill, scrubbing it up. So just text amen to 411-923. Between now and the next commercial break, we'll pick your name at random. For everyone that says I don't text, which we surprisingly get a lot of people that are still old school and just have what we call POTS in the industry, plain old telephones. As we're going, ending the hour to the news break, we'll do the next contest as a call-in for those. But we don't want to tie up the phones during the content of the broadcast. So if you'd like to talk real estate, if you'd like to talk to Julie, it's 1-888-767-4348.
Ms. Judy Lowe, the commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department, is joining us this morning talking about real estate. Let's talk a little bit about, in buying and selling the transaction, the seller has an obligation that y'all have come up with a particular document with, and I think this has been within the last 10 or 15 years, the public disclosure, the statement of what you know about the property. What is a seller am I legally bound to report?
As a seller, you must report everything that you know about that property. And, you know, if the seller is working with a realtor, a member of the Arizona Association of Realtors, they have a particular form. It's called the Seller Property Disclosure Form. And the seller fills that out. No assistance from anyone else. They fill that out, and that disclosure form becomes a part of the listing file to be turned over to a buyer at the time that the buyer has written an acceptable offer.
So the report includes questions like, has the house ever had termites?
That's right.
Has the house ever experienced a mold event?
That's right.
And then there's kind of an open-ended, is there anything else a seller, a buyer should know? And so I know people that move in homes, they put blinders on, they never ask any questions, they never get professionals out to the house specifically, so that at the point they have to sell the house, they just say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
Well, and isn't that sad? When a seller, many times a seller does on that seller property disclosure form mark that they never lived in the property.
Okay.
And that they cannot disclose these things. That then is given to the buyer in place of a fully completed seller property disclosure form. That is a sad event for buyers, because buyers then do not have anyone telling them about the property. That's when it's very, very important to work with a property inspector for the buyer to have a property inspection done.
Clear my confusion up. Is it law you have to have an inspection done on a property?
No.
It's just become the culture of the industry.
Yes, and some of that is because there are so many properties transferring hands where the seller property disclosure has not been completed by a seller. Mm. So, and every buyer needs to know the condition, the elements of a home that may need attention.
In this last down cycle, there were a lot of homes that we call as being flipped. You know, an investor or anyone comes in, buys the home for maybe 30% of what it was worth at the peak of the real estate market, puts a little money into it, maybe carpet and paint. We, you know, putting lipstick on a pig. But sometimes those flips involved work that required a permit or a licensed contractor. Now, that's, I mentioned earlier, I didn't know if you would come on the show because I didn't know if you were mad at me. I've kind of been working with the registrar contractor a little bit to try and find those what we call serial violators who would come in and buy a block of homes, 20, 30, 40 homes, and hire unlicensed contractors to do work that needed to be permitted, that were never permitted, and then flipping these homes, and they may put a tenant in it, you know, for some amount of time to let the market come back. A lot of those came back to the market in 2011, 12, and 13. And we're going to break for bottom of the hour news here. But when I come back, I want to talk to you about what can we do to help the victims that bought those homes and now find themselves entangled in a huge mess. We started a project just this week in Scottsdale. Work completed without a permit. It's going to take about $30,000 to fix the flipped home before we can ever start the work they want to get done. So you and I, Ms. Judy Lowe from the Arizona Department of Real Estate, are going to talk about those flipped home victims when we get back. All right?
Great. Great.